Mike.
Mm.
Why are you being so nice? What did you do wrong?
I have done nothing wrong. Today is Yang Lin's first day back from China. Oh, I am so glad that she has come back, because trying to get her work done and my work done has been killing me. Oh, crap!
Huh?
I forgot to water Yang Lin's plant. Oh, she asked me to take care of it while she was gone. Oh, I'm dead. Just a bunch of green leaves. Not a big deal, right? Wrong. That plant was given to Yang Lin by her ex, who she clearly is not over yet.
You take care.
You're sick, Xiaobei. That plant is all that's left of their relationship. And I killed it. I'm not going to get off the hook this time. Oh, come on. Come on, come back. Come on.
Hey, what's up? Yeah. Yeah, I just got back. Come on. What's up? Hey, how's everything?
Call me. Good to see you. You're home.
Yeah. Thanks for minding the store while I was away.
Yeah.
So, in order to show my appreciation, yeah. I got your gift.
Thank you so much.
Guapimao.
Uh-huh. Oh, this is really cool.
Yeah, I knew you'd like it. I remember you always want one of those, right?
Yeah. Thank you so much for remembering.
Of course. That's just part of being good friends.
Yeah.
So, how's life?
It's good. Life is good. Mm-hmm. How's the trip?
Oh my gosh, too short.
Yeah?
I need to warn you, I'm a little bit depressed now since I'm an ocean away from my family again. Be aware, the smallest thing could take me off. Oh, just kidding. Lighten up. I just need some time to adjust. That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Post-trip syndrome.
Okay.
I totally...
That's good.
Totally
it
get that.
You.
But, you know, now it's time to get back into work mode.
Speaking of which, the first thing on my to-do list is to go pick a bone with my neighbor. I told her to get my mail for me, but when I got back, my mailbox was flooded. Ugh. I hate it when people don't follow through on their promises.
Yeah, that really stinks. What are you going to say to her when you see her next?
I'm not going to speak to her again. I'm just going to leave a note telling her I'm not going to talk to her ever again.
Sure. I mean, it was irresponsible and untrustworthy and really insensitive of her, and she probably doesn't deserve your gift. I mean, your thanks, but... Don't you think she deserves, you know, a second chance? I mean, I'm sure she's done all kinds of wonderful things for you. Come on, doesn't she deserve, you know?
Why are you so concerned? Why do you care? You don't even know her.
Yeah.
And by the way, don't you need to go back to your desk? We can catch up over lunch.
Okay. You know what I mean? I have something to show you that could potentially make you very angry. So if you could just, you know, just remain calm, keep breathing... And not kill me before I have time to explain.
Oh my gosh, is that... That's my plant.
Look, I did water it. I even put it in the window every day so it could get sunlight. I have no idea why it died. Maybe it was the radiation from your computer that killed it? Oh, Okay, I lied. I didn't take care of it. I totally forgot. Your words went in one ear and out the other. Look, I know what this plant meant to you. I am so sorry. I'll do whatever it takes to make it up to you. Whatever it takes.
That feels good.
What are you doing?
It's just some house cleaning I should be doing a long time ago.
Isn't that from the ex-boyfriend you've never gotten over?